This is another FAQ, Boo. I'm going to move on to Jake Young, who I think he's at Bournemouth University. And I'm not entirely sure what he's researching. Here we go. The extent to which music journalism websites are utilising microblog formats, comparing those with mainstream online journalism. Jake's first question is, do microblog formats represent fundamental shifts in relationships with audiences? My short answer would probably be no. Depends what timescale you're looking at, but I think they are part of a shift that's been taking place for at least a few years now with the advent of social networks in general. So, you know, I think you've seen publishers use MySpace, Facebook, even LinkedIn, various social networks to engage with users, blog networks as well. So Twitter, I think, is a continuation of that. It's a different way of doing that. But I don't think it is a particularly significant or fundamental, to use your word, shift. Question two. To what degree does pressure from rival sources contribute to these changes? Well, clearly, there's a large element of everyone else is doing it, so we should be doing it. And clearly, if you can see that one of your competitors has got 10,000 or 50,000 followers on Twitter, then you're going to want to try and do that as well. So, to some degree, I think, is the answer. Next question. To what extent are institutions moving towards partisan coverage via commenting on microblogs? I'm not sure really what you mean. I suppose maybe you're talking about using Twitter to post comments about what's happening. Well, again, I don't think they are particularly moving towards it. I think in terms of magazine journalism and music journalism, which is your particular focus, that's always been partisan. It's very difficult to have objective music journalism. impartial music journalism anyway. You know, this song has got a guitar and some drums. You'll have to make up your own mind whether it's any good or not. If you want to extend the focus to news institutions, they are clearly trying to maintain that objectivity online. So I'm not helping you very much yet, am I? So let's go on to the next one. To what degree does a reposting of news items result in a more collaborative journalism? Well, I think that depends entirely on the culture of the organisation. A lot of organisations use Twitter to simply shovel out the latest headlines, so repost news items, as you put it, which is as far from collaborative journalism as you can get. It's a very broadcast mindset. There's no conversation, there's no interaction. Now, people might pass it on and collaborate themselves to add stuff to it, but whether that actually results in collaborative journalism on the part of a publisher is entirely down to the culture and is technology neutral, if you like, to some extent. I think Twitter can be, in some ways, it can be easier for publishers to not collaborate when they're using tools like Twitter, because it's very easy to see it as a news feed that you just bang out headlines on. Final question. Do microblogs demonstrate bolt-on applications or full convergence? Wow, I have no idea really what that question means. Bolt-on applications, I think you mean is this kind of like shovelware? Is this something that institute the publishers kind of bolt on? And I certainly think there is a lot of that. Less and less so, it seems, recently, but certainly initially a lot of publishers were just bolting it on. Tick that box, we're doing Twitter. We're banging out news feeds. Full convergence. Well, convergence normally means people working across different media. So I'm not sure how applicable it is, but you know, again, I think it depends on the individual example. I don't think you can say that microblogs demonstrate anything particularly other than a particular technology which has potential, and some institutions use that and some others don't. So those are my answers. I hope they're helpful. I'm kind of worried now that they're not, but those are my answers.